Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Nowadays, it's very important for us to know who to trust, lalo na sa pagbili ng sasakyan. Sobrang daming pwedeng pagbilian, pero iilan lang ang totoong maaasahan. Who doesn't want an easy and convenient car buying process? Who should we trust to get all your car buying needs? AutoDeal has all the answers.
AutoDeal is an all-in-one platform for your car needs. It makes your car buying experience worthy and more convenient. Up to 450 highly rated car dealers nationwide ang pwedeng pagpilian. So what are you waiting for? Simplify your car buying journey and get the best deal at autodeal.com.ph.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello there, dear listeners. I'm Wincy.
I'm CJ.
And you're listening to
The Telebaba Tapes.
Episode 92.
Yep. And we're talking about
what is success?
Yes.
Nalala ko tuloy yung commercial.
Ano? Success.
Oh, success!
Imodium.
Tapos kakagaling ko lang sa banyo.
TMI.
TMI, hindi naman. We all do it.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
That's my definition of success. Yung masarap yung pag-ibot mo. Because I drank tea kanina, tapos nagpamasahe ako. Ang ganda ng stool ko.
Success. Para advertisers success natin. Okay lang naman yun. Hindi man yucky. Normal naman siya. It happens.
And for you, is having a nice, good dump success also?
For me, parang mas indication ko of like…
Good health.
Eh, well, isa yun. Pero parang mas may… I consider success pag maganda yung burp.
Burp.
Di ba? Sarap kaya ng… Sarap na
burp. That was a good commercial.
But anyway. Matagal na yun, no? Baka yung Gen Z hindi na yun alam. I-search niya na lang sa YouTube. Parang Imodium success. Anyway.
And Imodium, kung narinig mo kami, please.
You can advertise. You know, yeah. Advertise on Telebaba Tapes.
So anyway, what is success for you, CJ?
So ang ano, diba, vast. Ang laki ng
laki
topic.
Ng topic.
Okay. So before I can't promise deep dive. Kasi nga, ang daming ways to define success. And I think it can be tackled objectively, subjectively, personally. I mean, punta kayo dun sa episode namin with Ramon na loser country, winner country. Pwede din ganon. Yung angle.
Na in a way, yung success medyo dinefine din natin dun
for a country.
Diba?
So, just to scope out the conversation, ang pag-uusapan natin dito ay Wincy and I would like to reflect on certain concepts na conventionally related to success. Yung parang, kumbaga, word association. If I say success, what other word comes to mind?
So this episode comes in the form of a game?
Medyo. May pagka-word
association. A game of word association.
Concept associations.
Okay, uh-oh. I like it. It's a new format.
Yeah.
Since ikaw yung producer, wow. Creative eh. Creative yung format.
So pag nag-flop to, kasalanan ko.
Kasalanan
ko. Anyway, so yun, we'll try to examine, himayin natin. Pero kasi what I want to avoid is for us to impose or define success na parang baka sabihin ng podcasts, parang sabi ng Telebaba Tapes, ito yung success eh. Mm. I will subscribe to this idea.
In other words, ba sinasabi mo as early as now?
Ano?
What success for me
is different
yeah. from your yes. idea of success.
Yes.
So we shouldn't impose our idea of success to other people.
And yes, that's one. And another I think yung main source of like anxiety or depression or disappointment sa sarili, mababa yung self-esteem, lack of confidence, parang lahat ng ills that we feel about ourselves is the unspoken expectations ng success. You know, I mean, di nga, sinasabi mo parang we should define our own success. Pero kasi di ba parang may semi-unspoken or ano siya, subtly projected or represented in media, ano ang successful.
Even, and ako nga mas lalo na ngayon yung
ano, social media.
Social media kasi yes, mas madali na mag-compare ng buhay-buhay.
Yes.
Because what we post on social media are pictures of success kadalasan, di ba?
That's the impression. Diba?
The most of the stuff we post are the good stuff.
Yes. Yes.
May hawak na susing malaki, bumili ng kotse, di ba?
Uh-huh.
Or nasa ano, nasa Punta Fuego, di ba?
Or I mean, tayo nung I would like to think yung mga pinagpo-post natin na travel photos and videos to other people, it would look like, wow, successful.
It could look successful, pero sa totoo lang, hindi pala
ka. Wala
lang.
Joke lang, masama yun.
Masama
diba?
Yun.
Na mag-travel ka, tapos wala ka ng pera after. But anyway, pero yun, may impression siya of success.
Yeah, so very pertinent tong subject na to in these times.
And I think, we
in
think
these
about
times
it.
Of, diba sinabi nga nila, comparison is the thief of joy.
You always say that. No?
Because I like comparing my successes with other successes. That, sakit ko yan.
Na again, opposite tayo. Ako parang sobrang, ano, as in walang halong kaplastikan. Parang, di ba nag-wonder ka na parang, oy, bakit, how can you be so happy for other people's success?
Oo. Ako kasi di ba parang, bakit si ganyan, ganito na, ako hindi pa rin, di ba?
Wala mo.
Si ganyan, apat na yung anak, tayo wala pa rin.
Oo, ganon. O siya, naka-migrate na.
Oo, tayo hindi pa.
I mean, anyway, yun yung hihimayin natin. And ito, by the end of the episode, I'm hoping, as the producer, we'll try to sort of define what success is for us as individuals. And ano ba, maybe as a human being. I mean, maraming lenses sa success. Ayun. So, I guess, just another intro. Why this topic? Because when we were in London, nag-meet kami nung friend ko. Tapos, she opened up to me about how she feels about motherhood, about her career. Tapos na-notice ko, parang she keeps on comparing yung paths namin. And parang for her, ang definition niya ng success ay yung nagagawa ko versus yung kanya. I had to remind her na, hey, alam mo,
hindi madali maging nanay. Ah.
Yung ginagawa mo, yung dedication mo sa mga anak mo. Like, when I ask about how was her day, sobrang niyang passionate dun sa ginagawa nila. Kusa niya dinadali. I mean, nagkita kami sa Tate Modern. Proud na proud siya nag-paint sila. Ganun. As in, like, sabi ko, huwag mo i-discount yung nagagawa mo. And this isn't even like a consolation statement. Alam mo yun. Parang, it takes so much effort to be a mom and the parent. So, huwag mong maliitin yung ginagawa mo as a parent, di ba? Siguro wala kasing motherhood awards, di ba? Versus, wala namang parang executive mother. Hindi siya parang with corporate world na may structure how to get there, di ba?
Yes.
Or parang, dun sa mismong environment mo, mare-reward ka na.
Mm.
Diba? Parang you have to be super extraordinary para lang mag-award ka na recognition as a mom na ganun. So, I mean, sabi ko, yung parenting kasi, ayun nga, wala naman siyang structure na mapropromote ka within your household, diba? Or wala naman kayong performance conversation, diba?
Maybe that's why a lot of parents live vicariously through their sons or daughters.
O baka parang yun yung grades sila rin in a way.
It's a reflection of how well I tutor them, how well I educate them at home.
Pwede.
Kung first honors yung anak ko, first honors din ako ng
yung pakiramdam. Eh, pero, I mean, may that's nice, but may flip side yun na syempre may effort din yung anak mo, di ba? You cannot take full credit. But yun, anyway. O, di ba? We digress for
sidebar na ba yun?
Sidebar na yun. First sidebar. So yun. So maybe I just wanted you and I to define success because I have a strong feeling magkaiba yung definition natin. May parang Venn diagram.
I have a strong feeling magkapareho yung
talaga?
Definition natin. Yes.
Okay. Sana pwedeng may live postahan with PodPulse. But, ayun, anyway. So, ganito siya. Word association. And then, pag-usapan natin. Ganun lang. So, first word that's related to success.
Drum roll.
Okay. Fame. Do you agree?
Fame?
Oh, when you're famous, you're probably successful.
Depende to. Depende. Kasi meron tinatawag na infamy.
Yes.
Diba?
Uh-oh.
Famous ka pero masama yung
for
ginawa
bad,
mo. Maraming ganyan sa social media ngayon.
Then again, nawawarp yan, diba? Some people, anything for clout. Kahit infamy siya, nag-trending ako. Ganun.
Like for example, my favorite example na medyo luma na.
Ano?
Si I'm a Liar. Are you saying I'm a liar?
Alam pa ba ng Gen Z?
Si I'm a liar? Oh!
I-google niya na lang.
Lumalabas sa ba yung pagkalolo ko? Si I'm a liar. Aside from that, sikat siya. Ilang week siya naging sikat?
Yes.
Isa pa si Grimace.
Huh?
Si yung naka-violet na may binugbog na polis.
Oh, shit.
Nalala mo yun?
Oo.
Yung Grim na nabansagan siyang si Grimace kasi naka-violet.
Kuha
mo
naman
siya.
McDonald's.
Oh, pecha kawawa yung pulis talaga.
Oo.
Napanood mo ba yun?
Hindi.
Pero narinig mo yun?
Well, rarely.
Oh, yun. Yes. Yun yung tinatawag, sinasabi ko na infamy.
May bago ngayon eh. Yung ano, kasi TikTok siya eh. As in, I guess, ano, hindi ko alam yung LGBT yung sogi niya, pero I would assume parang bading siya. So, kasi nakadress siya na yellow, yung CCTV,
oh, that's nice.
Ganun.
Yeah.
Hindi nice.
Ah, hindi ba
as
nice?
In, bumibili siya sa parang butika. Tapos may estante na glass. Tapos yung tindera, iniwan niya yung phone niya doon.
Oh.
Kinuha niya yung ganun. Tapos, ninakaw niya.
Oh!
Oo. Pero yung interview, nahuli na siya eh.
Oh.
Pero yung interview siya, I think GMA, sinasabi niya, malinis po yung konsensya ko. Kasi ang pagnanakaw, dinify niya yung pagnanakaw.
Oh.
So, far-fetched. Yung pagnanakaw daw, is kapag pumasok ka sa private space, tapos kinuha mo daw yung bagay, makikita daw sa CCTV, public space daw yun. Yung pinaglagyan ng cellphone, kinuha lang daw niya.
Nasa
kabulustugan na. Parang ako, okay, may nag-drugs. Pero yun, mga ganong infamous, you're saying.
Yun, ako, I don't think that's successful.
Alam mo, I can...
Depende kung trip nila yun, ano.
I guess what I'm gonna say is, yung success kasi, a moral siya na word.
Yes.
Diba?
Yes, yes.
I can say, he's success. Kunin nating specimen yung latest, yung hindi daw siya nagnakaw. He's successful now that he's being talked about. Is he successful for being talked about? Yes.
Yes.
Is he successful at being a good person, an upright citizen? No.
Pero ang weird yun na nga. There are people who went down in history. Nasa encyclopedia, nasa Wikipedia, nasa may YouTube video sila. Pero masasama silang tao.
Oh.
Di ba? For example, Al Capone.
Yes.
Billy the Kid.
The late dictator of the Philippines.
Hitler.
Yes.
Yeah, famous yun.
Famous sila.
Were they successful? In a way, yes.
Yes.
Yes, di ba?
Successful sila dun sa objective nila kasi may mga pinaglalaban yan. May belief system yan eh. Para sa kanila, they were successful.
And they're as famous as good people. They're as famous as Mother Teresa. Ay, teka. Ano pala si Mother Teresa?
Questionable na din si Mother Teresa. Lately,
diba? As Mahatma Gandhi, di ba?
Ayun na. So parang, I guess, yun nga, I was gonna say, a moral kasi yung success.
Okay.
Making you, if you are famous or if you're successful, because if we see people as successful because they're famous, parang tatanungin mo, di ba, what are they famous for?
Yes.
Yun yung sinasabi mong infamy, di ba?
Yes.
Pwedeng you're famous for being, ano?
For being a gangster.
Or you're famous for being corrupt.
Yes.
Or you're famous for being I don't know. Masama yung ginagawa ko.
Ano ba? Pero ano? Yun na nga eh, siguro, oh. in their particular worldview,
oh.
pinaghirapan din nila yung, kuna si Hitler nga, or si Genghis Khan. May kagalingan sila, ba't sila napunta dun sa history eh.
Excellence.
May excellence yung, sige, infamy nga. Pero may excellence pa rin.
Yun. So, naniniwala ko ba na some people equate success with fame?
Yes.
Kasi ba may mga, huwag mo kakalimutan pag sikat ka na.
Oo. Totoo.
But do you agree?
I agree in a way because in order to be famous, you had to go through an intense regimen or there was something inside you na hindi magagawa ng ibang tao.
Or luck din.
Or luck din, no? Kasi pwede kang famous dahil nanalo ka sa loto, di ba?
Hindi. Iko-consign yung identity mo.
Ah, sabagay.
Or parang kunwari nanalo ka sa singing contest, a reality.
Ayun, kasi nanalo ko sa Idol Philippines.
Okay.
Or sa ano bang game show ngayon? Idol Philippines yung game show. At Drag Race Philippines.
Okay, Drag Race.
May pinagtaanan ako eh.
Oo.
Naghirap ako.
Yes.
I went through a gauntlet of challenges and I became victorious in the end. Therefore, parang athlete din ako. Or...
Oh wait, you're touching on the second item. Fame pa lang tayo.
Hindi kaya may famous.
Next yan. Hindi, may next yan. I-intro ko na ba?
Pero hindi. People are famous for a reason.
And mostly it's because...
Of excellence.
Excellence or...
Or if not excellence...
Inanity.
Inanity or inadequacy. Total. Absurd levels of inadequacy.
Pwede. Okay. Okay, yung next tayo. Kasi nagde-delve ka na into athletes or like drag race.
Hindi, pero ito yung last addition ko. When I was working in ABS-CBN, and nakakausap ko yung mga upper management, di ba? May binigay silang insight sa akin na...
Sige.
May parang nag-submit ng demo tape ba or music video na isang mayaman.
Okay,
isang mayaman na artist.
Okay.
Na he doesn't need a job.
Okay.
He doesn't even need to be in a band or to sing.
Aha.
Pero nagbigay sa amin, nag-submit sa amin ng...
Was he good?
Music video.
Was he good?
I have no say. Pero okay lang. Okay naman.
Hindi, ano man sa tingin mo?
May pera siya.
So, indirectly, you're saying flop.
Yes.
Okay.
Pero nakita ko yung music video niya. Talagang high budget.
Okay.
And kung high budget yun, syempre gaganda yung itsura nung cable channel na pinagtatrabahoan ko.
Eh, sabihin
so,
mo na.
So, tinanong ko sa boss ko, anong reasoning ng mga to na nagsasubmit sila? Eh, mayaman naman sila. They don't have to do this.
Okay.
Sabi ng boss ko, kasi Wincy, mas madaling maging mayaman
kesa
maging sikat.
Totoo naman.
Ang sinabi ko, oo nga.
And then
kasi yung mayaman daw, you can work for it. You can work for it, magsipag ka.
May parang mas may formula.
Mas may formula. Yung fame daw, parang nagsugal ka talaga. Kahit ikaw yung pinakamagaling, ikaw yung pinakagwapo, ikaw yung pinakatalented na artista, ikaw yung pinakamagaling na kumanta.
Pwedeng hindi ka famous.
Pwedeng hindi ka maging sikat.
So, do you, for you, yung meaning ba ng success sa'yo kasama doon ang pagiging famous?
Yes, actually. Fame
for
is...
For you?
Oo, for me.
Para sa'yo, standard ba sa sarili mo?
Hindi, I have a very... ano ba? Masalimuot yung relationship ko with the concept of fame.
Oh, sige, let's...
Hindi, in let's another episode na yan.
No, let's talk about it a little
kasi,
bit.
Kasi... I like the attention fame brings, pero I am obsessed about my privacy at the same time.
Okay. So, okay, bakit siya tricky?
Yun na nga. Gusto mo bang maging sikat o gusto mo maging...
Private.
Oo.
Eh, di ba pwede ka naman magkaroon ng persona?
Ayun.
Like...
And one of my regrets is not...
Being an artista?
Hindi, not being an artista. Not having a stigma against fame.
Bakit?
Ewan ko. Catholic guilt.
Huh?
Hmm.
Kasi yung mga humility, ganyan.
Yeah, no. Yung never ako naging all out. Like, I mean, we have a lot. Hindi naman a lot. We have some famous friends, di ba?
But I think you're more famous than me. Or like,
no.
Mas may, hindi, mas may persona ka all over. Gets mo? Parang you're more everywhere than me. Like, I'm more elusive. Pero they know.
They call you the elusive CJ De Silva, di ba? Pero lumalabas yung pangalan mo sa entrance exam ng college, di ba?
Sorry, fame ba yun?
Yes, parang ano yun. Parang nalagay ka sa Jeopardy, no? Who is the pro male child?
I don't know about this.
Anyway.
I guess I should show yung relationship ko with fame. Oh, see,
so you don't like the attention?
Opposite tayo.
You don't like the attention that fame brings?
I don't like too much attention.
Gets. Ako rin. Yun ang ako
rin. I mean, I would like to have a little bit of fame. Mm. Just enough for me to have influence on the things that I care about.
Ako yung baliktad naman. Yung gusto, yung positive effect ng fame for me is...
Ano?
Bago ako mamatay, ay may naano pala ako. May nagawa akong difference sa mundo.
Ang laki naman nung vision.
Grabe, difference lang. Hindi ko naman sinabing, wow, ako pala si...
Superman.
Oo, ako si Superman. Oo, ako yung Miss Universe.
Hindi, what kind of difference?
Hindi naman, difference. Kahit small difference lang. I make a film, tapos napasaya ko yung mga tao. I make an album.
Okay.
I make a Cutter Pillow or a Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club. Ang taas naman.
Wow.
Ang taas.
Wow.
Magagawa ako ng pet sounds.
Ka. Huwag mo na maganyan kataas.
Taylor Swift, Midnights, no?
You're setting up yourself for, ano, the opposite of
pero
success.
Yun na, yun yung problema rin sa akin. Na parang, I talk to my more successful friends.
Uh-huh.
All out sila sa ano eh. Sa fame eh. Versus ako.
May hiya ka.
Oo, may hiya element. Yung gusto ko C-lister ako forever or D-lister ako. Yung parang, parang you look familiar. May yung,
gusto ko ganun lang.
Ganun lang. Ayoko yung parang, sabi na natin, si Jugs.
Hindi pa nga eh. I mean, tignan
mo. Si Jugs. Si Jugs. Oh. Hi, Jugs.
Hi, Jugs.
Si Jugs, kung makita natin sa kalye, dinudumog yun.
Yeah.
Kasi nasa noontime show siya everyday.
Yes.
Diba? Tayo
hindi,
naman.
Kung parang BTS.
Oh.
Diba mga hindi na yan makaka-grocery.
Hindi na
yan, makakanood ng sine.
Oh,
ayun, na. I guess I want to have a little bit of fame, but not too much that I cannot enjoy normal citizen things like, yun nga.
Pupunta ka sa dentista, wala yung, ni CJ, pa-picture.
Yung makaka-enjoy.
Hindi, like ako, ito for example, nung nasa Comiket, Eton Centris ako.
Nagkikrinch mo kaya mo, Padpal? Parang, sino ba itong dalawa?
Oo, sino ba itong mga dahu? Mga dahu naman talaga
feeling
tayo.
Feeling famous?
Oh. Hindi talaga. Hindi. Ito na. Ganito nga. This is how famous I am. May bumili nung book namin. Tapos, sinabi niya, what's your name? Sabi ko, Wincy. Wincy Ong. Sabi niya, I think I've read your name somewhere.
Okay.
Parang lumalabas ka ba sa dyaryo? Ganun.
Okay.
Sabi ko, sometimes po, ganun. Yun, ganun lang. Tapos sinabi nung table mate ko, husband niya si CJ De Silva. Sabi niya, there you go.
What does that
tama.
Mean?
By association. Ayun. Tapos yung isa naman, bumili ako ng sticker. Tapos, nagbabayad na ako, sinabi. Di ba kayo po si Sven? Kayo po si Sven
For the Podpals context, sino si Sven? Ikaw na.
Ikaw na.
Ikaw na sinabi mo ni.
Kadiri, ayoko.
Sabihin mo na.
Ayoko.
Sabihin mo na kung sino si Sven. Why? Anyway, ayaw niya talaga. So si Sven, character siya sa isang TV series noon sa TV5, created by Cor Canaris and Diego Castillo. It's called Rockista. Parang siyang, alternate universe or like of, spin-off ng movie na Rock and Roll. Ayun, so parang Wincy was sort of a lead, di ba? Sort of. Mm-hmm. Or supporting actor siya ni Carlo Aquino, ni...
Denise Laurel.
Who else?
Lord De Vera.
Ito si Lord De Vera yung narrator. But anyway, ayun. So may short showbiz stints yung si sa TV5. So, merong mga Svensters. I think my pod pals na Svensters. Parang gusto ko lang i-remind yung mga tao na si Wincy tsaka si Sven, sobrang di sila pareho. Yun lang.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Okay, so we discussed fame already. Since na-cover mo siya ng slight eh. Recognition.
Anong kinibahan nun?
Ayan. Let me differentiate. I think yung fame, mas mass. Ordinary people, consumers, audience. Yung recognition.
B2C. Ito B2B.
Hindi naman B2B. Pero yung recognition, baka parang may awards, may...
Yung isa, business to consumer. Ito, business to business. Industry awards. Industry insiders.
Oo.
Oh, kumbaga parang you're advertising famous. Pero pagkalabas mo ron, hindi ka nakilala ng aling tekla.
Oo.
Gets.
Or, yeah, like athletes. Famous sila kasi may nakuha silang recognition. Like si Heidi Lynn, di ba famous siya because she won the Olympics for us. She won the gold for
and
the
and if she didn't win the Olympics, hindi yan.
Oh, hindi siya ganang famous. Yes. Or, let's see.
As opposed to artista na kahit hindi naman
hindi mo marunong kumanta. Kalala siya. Yun, may machinery. So, yan. Do you equate success with recognition? Or do you equate success with fame more?
Good question. Ako, importante rin yung recognition sa akin.
Oh.
Pero swertihan din eh. Na-realize, yung mga awards, na-realize ko. Swertihan siya eh. And I've been part of a lot of award shows.
Yes.
Hindi. Wait. Not as a recipient.
Just teasing you.
Not as a recipient, but as the behind the scenes person. Diba?
Okay.
Alam mo na.
Yeah.
And there came a stint in my life that I was directing and writing.
Sabihin mo na. Shows. Mix awards.
Mix music NU. Awards. NU107. Awards. Wow, resume! I also did the Teens Kids Choice Awards for PNG. Alam ko yung maging juror. Board din ako sa Cinema One Originals.
Resume po ito ni Wincy.
Hindi, pero alam ko, itong as a behind the scenes person in award shows. And last a year ago, yung 4A's, di ba? I directed some. Some segments.
Advertising award show po yung sinasabi niya. Okay.
Ano? Malamang hindi ako nanalo ng awards because medyo behind the scenes guy nga ako award shows.
Oh.
Pero at the same time, familiar din ako sa, sige na, ang yabang ngayon. No? Quills and Anvils, di ba? No,
nagyabang ng awards. Okay.
And it felt
good. So, point?
It felt good. Awards feel good. Kasi, ang hirap niyang palanunin.
Yes. And, ito, aminin ko na. Kung ikaw, motivation mo yung fame.
Hindi ko motivation yung fame.
Hindi, sabi mo, naniniwala ka eh.
Naniniwala ako, pero hindi ko yun yung parang, yeah, kailangan ko maging, bukas mag-gising ako na kailangan ko maging
sikat. But you will feel successful if you're a little
yes.
famous. So, kasama siya sa definition mo ng success. Ako, more than fame, mas strong yung pull ng recognition sa akin as an indicator of my personal success. Like, I would want authority or people with credentials commenting on what I do. And parang mas gusto ko makuha yung validation ng experts than
the masa.
Masses. I sound so snobby. Pero yun, I mean, I think ganun ako pinalaki as a
Awards, awards, awards.
Or honors, honors, honors. Grades, grades, grades. Ganun eh. Parang,
pero hindi, yung ano? Fame, ano sorry, recognition, hindi lang naman nauwi sa awards. Marami rin ibang metrics.
Oo, oh, oo. Oh.
Promotions.
Yes. Ayun. Yes.
Isa pa, maging speaker ka. Engaging. Oh, engagements. Oh, engaging, sorry. Speaker engagements. Yung parang, CJ, kukunin ka namin na speaker sa, papaliparin ka namin sa Singapore, mm-hmm. official speaker ka sa ganitong event. Uh-oh. Yun, that's, yes. wala kang award, pero that's something.
Or being interviewed by,
a magazine, students, a renowned magazine.
Kahit yung students eh, di ba?
Oo.
Ibig sabihin, na-recognize nila na you're good at what you're doing.
Or isa pa, CJ, we'd like to invite you to give an award. Ikaw yung presenter ng award.
Hindi pa, ang ganda lang yung taga-present.
Hindi.
Ah, hindi ko
may star power ka, no?
Hindi fame kaya, yun.
Hindi. Recognized ka. The highest gold medal will be presented by CJ De Silva in this award show.
May ano ba yun? Bearing?
Gogi, oo.
Akala ko parang part lang siya ng
manood program. Manood ka ng Oscars, kunwari. Si Meryl Streep magbibigay ng best actress.
Ah, ano yun? It matters?
Mm.
Hindi, iniisip ko talaga parang ano lang yun, random na. Okay, hindi. Si Meryl Streep dito.
Hindi. Yung nagde-design, nagsusulat kami ng award shows nung dati. For example, yung part ako nung committee na nag-ayos nung Mixed Music Awards. Kunwari, magbibigay ng... Kunwari, ang alam namin na nanalo ng Lifetime Achievement Award is the Eraserheads.
Okay.
Sino magbibigay nun? Also, hindi yung peers ng Eraserheads.
Eh, sino?
Gary V.
Like,
gets mo ba?
Okay, nag-gets ko na. Eh, hindi ko kasi alam yung design ng mga award shows.
Ayan,
yun. So, kung ikaw, you kind of like want fame. Ako, I kind of want recognition.
Okay.
Like,
di nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
Di bali nang hindi ako ganun ka-famous. Pero, the people who matter more to me or to my craft know who I am.
Gets.
Yun.
Gets. Maganda yun. Gawad urian eh, no?
An awards crazy pala.
Marami kang are you obsessed with laurels?
Okay, an insight from our good friend Ramon Bautista. Okay. I think the pod pals who are in advertising or maybe any industry na may awards. I think
lahat ng lahat ng industry may awards.
Gogi influence ay meron, YouTube awards ganun. Fine.
Maski yung gumagawa ng mga factories
mga
doctor, na gumagawa. Ay, oo.
Bankers.
Yes.
Okay, I'm coming from a place of ignorance. Anyway, so I guess this will apply to everyone. So, when I was younger, sobrang hindi ko maintindihan yung purpose ng awards. I think all young people who are in an industry sort of goes into that, alam mo yun, sadness or frustration na, oh my God, wala pa rin akong award, wala akong recognition. Yung iba kong peers, may award, ako wala. Bakit ba kailangan na? And you start questioning, ba't ko ba kailangan gawin yun? Yung alam mo yun, to make you yourself feel better na, ba't pa kailangan yan? Meron namang ibang metrics ng success, ganyan-ganyan. And then may shinare sa akin nun si, habang nagungoy-ngoy ako about that, sabi ni Ramon sa akin, Ramon Bautista, may isa daw siyang professor na I think theater writer. Tapos sabi niya, alam mo kung ano yung purpose ng mga awards? May tropeyo ka eh. Yung mga tropeyo mo. Di ba yung mga design daw ng trophies? Mga ano, tatsulok, ganun, mga pointy sila, mabibigat sila. Pwede sila, as in, kapag hinawakan mo yan, pinalo mo or sinaksak mo to anybody, may weight sila. Like, physically. May weight sila conceptually, may weight sila physically. So sabi niya, every time may magda-doubt daw ng credibility niya or creativity niya. Kunwari, may nirecommend siya na may sumulat siya. Ito sasabihin na hindi maganda. Yun daw, ang tawag niya daw sa mga trophy niya, panaksak. Gusto mo saksakin kita ng mga trophy ko? Ganun daw yun. Pang ano siya, parang itrust niyo ako kasi nanalo naman ako eh. Tapos na-feel ko siya one time. Like, this is petty. But, this is, hindi na to namin client. But one very young client sort of schooled me about how to make a billboard daw. Tinake through niya ako.
Wow.
Sabi niya, dapat yung billboard, maikli lang yung headline. Tapos, alam mo yung Z, ano, layout na dapat pa Z, di ba? Ganyan-ganyan. So, sobra akong na-offend. But in secret
lang.
Hindi
nabas mo yung trophy mo?
Hindi, syempre, ano na yun. Parang nice-nice ako nung presentation, ganyan-ganyan. Tapos pagbalik naman sa office, tinignan ko na lang yung Clio or yung pencil from DNAD. So, sinawa ko sila. Sabi ko na lang sa teammate ko, saksak ko to sa kanya. Nakita nyo ba yan? Out of home billboard. Nanalo kong award sa billboard. Tapos kinuha niya ako sa headline. Pero I mean, ego ko na yun. Like, I'm just being funny. Pero I kind of got what it meant. And it sort of comforted.
Oh, yung trophies na parang, for me naman, ano siya, if you have low self-esteem.
Oo, oh, tingnan mo lang sila.
Tingnan mo yun. Oh. Kumbaga, ano siya, self-esteem booster ng konti.
Yung pag down ka na, it doesn't mean that dependent ka, di ba? Pero, para silang ano.
Kaya linalagay siya sa, ano, di ba? Sa, I mean, I've been to a lot of musicians' houses.
Yes. Oo, it reminds me.
Linalagay nila sa living room, sa taas ng piano nila. Kasi, ang artist madaling malow self-esteem. Ito yun. Malobat eh.
Ma-offend.
Oo, parang. Uh-oh. Sabi niya, ang pangit nung bago kong kanta o ang pangit nung bago kong movie. Tititiga ko yung trophy ko.
Oo, nagawa ko naman dati. Yun. Yun. So, anyway, number two, recognition. Next. When it ito, connect-connect to. Another conventional definition of success? Guess mo.
Money.
Yes. Or I will say wealth, not just money.
Wow.
But what like what you can acquire.
Okay.
What you can buy. Basta wealth.
I can, sabi nga ni ano.
Hindi natin pwede sabihin kasi na siya, madedemanda tayo.
So I can buy you and I can buy this bar.
Ano yan? I can buy you your friends in this place.
In this bar, yeah.
Wow. Gusto kong masabi yun once in my life. But anyway, wealth. Naniniwala ka ba?
Ayan ang hindi.
Okay, sige.
Kasi mas parang fame din yan. There are ill-gotten ways
to get money.
And ang masakit ngayon, yung mayayaman na kilala natin ngayon, nowadays, hindi talaga pinaghirapan yung pera. Kumbaga, you know what I mean.
So tingin mo, hindi yun measure of success. Like this one director.
This one director who's the husband of a comedian.
Of like a triple threat celebrity.
Uh-oh. They're freaking richer than God.
Yes.
But do I think they're successful? In a way, yes.
Are they?
They're both talented.
I guess the standards nila, they are.
Oh, yeah.
They see unbothered nga eh.
And yung amorality nila to get to that kind of level of wealth, admirable. Yung amorality, in terms of amorality.
Yung wow, nakarating tayo dito.
Oh, exactly. Wow. Pero, mas may deserving ng pera na yun.
Hindi, pero, ano na yan eh, morality na siya of the wealth that you get eh.
Hindi, pero yun na nga eh. Kadalas, ito na lang.
Oh.
Ang masakit ay, yung mga mayayaman ngayon, mga billionaires, are not exactly idols na.
Pero, hindi idol yung ano ha, hindi inspiring yung success. Yung
for
mga
them,
parang
yes.
Forbes top 25 list.
Ako
you consider
yun,
those
ako because of
people
the
successful.
World is so out of sorts now. And with the climate crisis, hindi na siya sustainable and hindi na siya magandang hangarin ngayon. Na dahil nga sa climate crisis and poverty all over the world, wars.
Inequality,
yeah. Parang yung mas metriko ng success is yung payak na pamumuhay.
Pero, okay, devil's advocate. I think kasi yung propaganda or yung belief system na living simply, feeling ko, ini-weaponize siya ng billionaires. Or ng people in
live
power.
Simply so I may live extravagantly.
Wincy, ang success, dapat simple ka lang.
Correct.
Diba? Pero siya, kukunin niya yung mga ano, may inequality. Yung parang Catholic ka.
Hindi, pero when you got to know me, diba? Ako yung type na hindi nagre-relo. Wala akong Yeezys.
Hindi ka nag-Instagram ng bago mong sapatos.
Oh, yung sapatos ko 2,000 to 3,000 peso range. Diba? Tapos,
yes.
Wala akong hikaw, wala akong kwintas.
Wala kang designer, anything.
Exactly. So, mahilig ako mag-commute, mahilig ako maglakad. Diba? Wala akong, not my genre.
But you know,
pero,
your wealth, saan ang pupunta?
Saan?
Sa books.
Books.
So, meron ka pa rin pambili.
Oo, and then naniniwala ako na, yes, kailangan natin ng pera to survive. Pero enough is good. Kasi, maraming nangangailangan ng pera ngayon, especially during the climate crisis.
Na, I think, pareho tayo dyan. I think yung wealth, for me, if I'm wealthy, does not mean, hindi siya parang, I can see myself, or I will tell myself, hey, Siege, you're successful kasi ang dami mo ng pera.
Hmm.
Parang
hindi, pwede naman. Ako, I wouldn't shame you for that. If
Nagawa
you earned
yan,
it honestly.
Oo.
Wala kang hinakaw.
Mm-mm.
And at the same time, inaalagaan mo yung health mo.
Oh. May moral, okay, may morality na yun.
Binabayaran mo yung mga empleyado mo na tama. Okay.
Just
yan.
Siya. Just
okay
mo yun. Siya nakuha. Ayun nga. Pero again, parang ako rin, hindi, I share your value na hindi porke mayaman ako or parang pag super yaman ko, ibig sabihin, I'm super successful.
Di, tsaka, nagbabasa ka nung Rutger.
Tapos ko na.
Ah, tapos mo na. Oh. Rutger Bregman.
Oh.
Tama siya eh.
Utopia
na parang,
for realists.
Kasalanan na maging super yaman ngayon eh.
Yung fact na may super duper yaman, ibig sabihin, may super duper hirap.
Exactly. Yeah. So, mas okay na yung fame for me kaysa sa money ngayon.
I guess I'm fine with having money, but I think hindi ko goal na maging mas mayaman than anyone else. Gets ba? Parang hindi siya competition sa akin.
Gets.
Na, kasi I think yung if you use money or wealth as an indicator of success, may greed yun or may want to have more than others.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? So parang I think tool isang element lang yun na sana I have enough money so I'm comfortable. But I'm fine with not being the richest. Yun.
Lalo naman ako siguro.
Yun.
Mayroon nga akong dream, may fantasies ako to be ano eh, di ba?
Ano?
To be a vagabond. To be a starving artist.
That's not sustainable.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, that's
kaya
very romantic.
Fantasy.
That's
yeah,
romantic.
Fantasy nga.
Pero yun, parang I don't need to have the late, like, the most expensive bags.
Hindi, ito, may fantasy ako maging
shoes.
Middle class.
Okay.
In a country that has safety nets. Gets mo ba?
Yes. Pero,
I'd rather be a middle class person who rides the train in a nice society versus a super rich person with a Mac mansion and 5,000 helps.
In a
very poor country.
Pero, alam mo, dati, sinishare ko yan with you. Pero na-open talaga yung mind ko nung book. Na, I'm not saying masama yung mga middle class, but they can afford
to be middle class.
To be middle class. Because, merong developing countries na nagrabe inequality. So, ano din eh, hinap din eh. Kumbaga kung yung buong world middle class, ganon. That's nice. Pero, sabi nga nung Utopia for Realists, ang inequality ngayon ay nasa citizenship na. Parang na-equate na nga yung cost of, yung very same concept na sinabi mo, na yung middle class sa well-functioning.
Sabi mo na, UK.
Parang di well-functioning UK ngayon. Let's say, Netherlands. Yung middle class sa Netherlands, privilege yun.
Yes, yes.
Kasi, kaya mo na-afford maging middle class sa Netherlands kasi yung mga basura nyo pinapadala nyo sa...
Correct. Africa.
Sa Africa tsaka sa Pilipinas eh.
Canada, sabihin na natin Canada.
Oh, Canada. Ganda ng healthcare system. Ganda ng ano, ng
because
sustainability. Kasi
it's
mga
built on
yung,
the backs of poor countries like us.
At sabi nga ni Anthony Bourdain, on the same vein as what he said.
Wow, kalabel ko si Anthony Bourdain.
Wow. Oh, and then may ganun siya sinabi na parang, like yung sa Singapore na clip, na parang, so how does it feel benefiting from the labor of an oppressed class.
Galing.
So, I mean, nagigets ko yung middle class dream mo. But I am dreaming of that for everyone, not just for me.
We're getting there. We'll get there. Yes. So in other words, you won't mind commuting in a train.
Oh.
Okay. Like New Yorkers do.
Yes.
Ako rin.
Pero kasi nga, kaya nila yun kasi may mga taong kailangan lumangoy sa baha para makapasok.
Hindi, kasi yung trains, the train systems of the first world country were built by Asians.
Yes.
Alam by Chinese slaves.
Ang complicated ng ano eh, ng mundo eh. So I guess...
built by Chinese and Indian slaves.
I guess wala na yung dream ko sa, ah, gusto kong makaalis dito sa Pilipinas, bahala na kayo maghirap kayo, magiging middle class ako somewhere better. Parang, I feel sort of guilty.
Yan ang mga anak ng politiko.
I feel at sort of, I'm party here in New York. I'm a middle class.
I don't like it here in the Philippines. Mahirap kang mahalin Pilipinas. I'm gonna go to Amsterdam and party like a...
And ride trains. And be in libraries, mga ganyan. Parang, okay, check natin mga sarili na.
And i-check rin natin yung
tayong dalawa. Tayong dalawa.
Privilege
tayo. Because we're also, we get into that, ano, loop. Diba? Okay, next. So, hindi
ay, tayo. Dalawa, agree tayo.
No? Hindi
kaya nga sabi ko sa'yo, pupusta ko sa'yo.
So, ikaw si Mr. Fame.
Mr. Recognition.
Ako si Miss Recognition. We're not money. We're not wealth people. Okay, next.
Kasalanan ni Rutger Bregman.
Wook na eh.
Trevor Noah.
Yes. Okay, next. Success is beauty. Aesthetic. Sabi nga ng Gen Z. Aesthetic.
Ikaw.
Ano?
In a way, yes. Kasi
ako din, yes.
You know me.
Sobrang guilty.
Hindi. Catholic guilt na naman. We should erase Catholic guilt about beauty. Kasi ako, yung beauty, hindi madaling maging
maganda.
Kasi,
hindi din madaling gumawa ng maganda.
Yes. And then, tsaka isa pa.
Ano?
Papalitan ko yung word mo na beauty.
Ano?
Well-being and health.
Beauty eh.
Hindi ako ganun.
Hindi mo masasabi.
Kasi pwede kang maganda. Tapos, ay... Pucha, puro procedures pala to. Tapos sakitin naman. Gets mo?
Pero, hindi. Kasi ibig ko sabihin parang, kunwari, sino ba yung mga, ano, most top, yung world's most beautiful? Kunwari, si Liza Soberano. Hmm. Do you consider her successful?
Yes.
Kasi sobrang ganda niya. Or si Pia Worth.
Hindi, pero ito, naniniwala rin ako na, alam mo yun, ipinanganak siyang ganyan. Hindi. I've seen... Again, I've worked in TV and film. I have worked with mga artistang puyat. They're no different from you and me. Their faces get oily.
Get
I have
bloated.
A hard time shooting them because their faces are oily. They get pimples. And tumatawag na ako sa editor ko at color grader ko na naku, magpupuyat ka because... may pimples tong talent natin.
May repercussions yung pimples, di ba?
Na sa deadlines natin at sa costings natin. Hindi siya nagpade, hindi raw siya nakapuntang derma, medyo Mr. Editor, magpupuyatan
bukas. Hindi lang si Mr. Editor yan. Si,
color grader.
Si makeup artist.
Yes.
DOP, kailangan niya ilawan ng maganda na hindi halata yung pimples.
Ito, kadalasan to, yung DOP ko may hand signal siya. Kasi syempre hindi masasabihin sa artiste. Especially
direct,
babae.
Direct chalk, huh?
Tapos,
ganun.
Kung lalaki, okay lang.
Double standard yun.
Ay, sa bagay. Yung,
pero,
yung DOP ko may hand gesture. Yung DOP, yung sorry gesture? Guys, a DOP is the guy behind the camera.
The cinematographer.
Cinematographer. May ano siya, parang hahawakan niya yung cheeks niya ganyan sa akin. Ayan, sinustroke niya yung cheeks niya. Sabi ko, okay. Ibig sabihin nun, direct nakikita ko yung...
may mga chismis.
Chismis niya. Yung blemishes niya, mukhang puyat.
Mm-mm.
Tapos, kakausapin ko siyempre, yung makeup artist,
yes.
Yung stylist. Pwede bang gawa ng paraan? Tapos, sasabihin nung direct niya na kaya.
Pero
tapos, edit yung color grader na, diba? So, guys, sobrang hirap maging maganda at pogi.
Yes. Pero there's one school of thought or like point of view din, di ba? Like yung Gen Z or like the newer media things ngayon, di ba? Yung mga, di ba, may pimple yung artista, di ba, like rough yung skin niya, may eye bag siya. But yung sinasabi kasi ni Wincy, not every production, not every brand goes for that. Like, may mga production, may mga brand pa din na conventional, na gusto nila maputi, gusto nila makinis.
And also, diba? May nakita ako, yung maganda, ang mahirap dyan sa, ano na to, sa entry na to.
Beauty.
Nagpapalit yung standards ng beauty.
Yes.
Like, natuwa ako, dun, yes. Naglalakad ako sa Greenbelt.
I love you for saying that. I'm proud of you.
Naglalakad ako sa Glorieta. Meron silang model na PWD.
Which is nice.
Na yung mata niya, isang na. Mata niya is, I don't know what's the right word.
Blind?
Yes.
Oh.
Tapos, she was endorsing the brand.
Oh, good.
Shocking to, kung if you grew up in the 80s or the 90s.
Pero ganda, di ba? Kasi suggestion siya na, oy, maganda to ha. Pwede
and
siyang maganda.
When we were in UK, may nakita naman akong plus size. Tama ba yung term? Plus size. Plus size models. On the billboards.
Plus size, mid-size. May mga ganun.
Plus size, mid-size models. Hindi na yung panahon ni Kate Moss or ni... Sino ba yung mga ano?
Mga supermodels.
Supermodels. So parang... Nag-iiba na yung ideas natin of beauty.
Yes.
Yan.
And kaya, for me, indicator yun ng success. Kapag... I think beauty is an indicator of success. Kahit pa nag-iiba yung definition ng beauty.
Hindi, kaya nga ako, feeling ko, ang sige, fine, sasabihin ko na, beauty is not an indicator of success for me.
Because.
Health and well-being and good self-respect, which would lead to beauty.
Okay, gets.
Gets mo? Kasi ako,
healthy na beauty. Malaga
may maganda, pero hindi ako attracted. Gets mo?
Or may maganda na unhealthy.
Yes.
May maganda na rotten inside.
Yes. Ito nga, meron rin average looking. Pero mabait. Mm. Confident. Talented. Na-in love ako eh.
Hindi naman ano eh. Success eh. In love eh.
Then I find her successful. I admire her. Yeah.
Pero yun nga eh, naniniwala ako na kung yung ganda mo inside, magre-reflect yun.
Tsaka isa pa yung... Hindi pogi, hindi maganda masyado. Pero magaling pumorma.
Oh.
Beauty rin yan eh.
Kaya nga. Eh, yun na. Sinasabi ko, aesthetic.
Therefore, beauty, yes. It's a yes for me.
Oo, ako din
eh. If it's aesthetics, yes.
Yes. Isn't beauty aesthetic? Oh. So, agree tayo.
Agree tayo dyan.
So, ako din. Tingin ko, indication, or for me, kasama ang beauty sa definition ko of success. Kung maganda yung isang bagay, kung maganda ba ako today.
Oh, tsaka diba, Consuelo de Bobo rin yan eh. Yung parang, sige, di bali nanalo ng award.
Maganda naman ako.
Iyo, pogi naman ako sa pictures.
Or as simple as, pinagpalit ka nung jowa mo, sabi mo, okay lang, mas maganda naman ako.
Or yung, hindi ako na-promote, or sige, hindi na-renew yung contract. Oo, pangit naman siya. So, intrinsic sa pagkataon natin.
Oo.
Di ba may term pa, manalo, matalo, pogi pa rin. Uh-oh. Or maganda pa rin. No?
Parang si Angel Locsin, di ba? I love that statement. Yung nilalait siya ng... Kasi di ba she gained weight? Which isn't necessarily bad. Pero kinikritisize siya ng mga...
Haters.
Ano yung sagot niya?
Tinanong siya na, Angel, magre-reduce ka ba? Sabi niya, hindi.
I love you.
Tapos sinanong sa kanya, ano naman masasabi mo sa mga haters mo?
Mm.
Sa mga nalalait sa itsura mo ngayon?
Mm.
Sabi niya, pakita nga nila profile pic nila. I love it.
I love it. I love her so much.
Sabi niya, bago sila manlait, ipakita muna nila profile pic nila. Tama.
Favorite kayo mag-clapback ng mga artista minsan. Like,
dapat marunong na mag-clapback mga artista dahil abusado na yung mga internet na yan.
I think
internet
dati si Maris Racal ba yun? Or si Sofia? Basta, shit, nalimutan kay apelido ni Sofia. Basta, ano, kasi nakataas yung kilikili nila sa photo. Tapos parang nag-comment na parang, bakit may texture? Parang wala bang texture yung kilikili? But sabi ni Sofia Andres, sabi niya, sige nga, pakita ng kilikili mo.
Galing.
Ay, ang ganda. Love her.
That's what you call a fire back.
Diba? Parang, ano ba?
Nasiraan ka na ba ng kotse sa daan? Stress! Sira na nga ang kotse mo. Sira pa ang araw mo. Don't let this happen again.
Kaya it's time to upgrade with AutoDeal, an all-in-one platform for your car needs. Para sa sulit and wide selection of promos and trustworthy sales agent. Sagot na ng AutoDeal yan. AutoDeal can bring you one tap closer to your dream car with more than 450 highly rated partner car dealers nationwide.
So, no need to worry for your next road trip. Visit autodeal.com.ph to get the best car deals.
Next indication of success, self-esteem.
Ayan ang indicator ko ng success.
Oh, I don't know.
Kasi you can be poor.
Pero mataas self-esteem.
Oh, you can be anonymous as the next person.
Mm.
You can be
eighth place in a contest of eight.
Yeah. And you can be not handsome or not average
lahat
looking.
Lahat na sinabi
even.
Natin previously, pwedeng wala ka.
Pero grabe yung self-esteem niya. Yan ang kinakaingitan ko.
Correct.
Yung mataas ang self-esteem.
Pero define natin ang self-esteem. Para sa'yo, ano?
Respeto sa sarili. Self-love. I would even rephrase that as self-love. Which I lack.
Ako nga, hindi lang love eh. Pwede kasing love mo, pero di mo like eh. Ako yeah. Self-like. Like, I have to like myself.
Oh.
Diba? Bakit tingin mo indicator yung self-esteem?
Because nga na mahirap gawin talaga.
Okay.
Ako basically yung success naman, if it's difficult to do, and you are able to do it.
It's doing something well, diba?
It's doing something extremely difficult that requires patience, time, smarts,
effort, resources.
Yun lang yung definition ko ng success.
Okay.
And lahat niyan, sinabi mo, pagpapapogi, pagpapayaman, pagpapasikat, etc., etc. Mahirap gawin yan. And kung may nakagawa niyan, good for you.
And
yan, lalo na yung
self-esteem.
Yung pag-treat ng
mabuti sa
pagpapahalaga sa sarili. Mahirap gawin yan.
Siyempre, nanood ako ng School of Life about self-esteem. Apparently, ang greatest enemy ng self-esteem ay comparison.
Comparison is the thief of joy.
Yes.
Which is social media. Social media is the thief of joy.
O hindi. Sinasabi nila, kung alam mo kung saan ano yung unang nagbe-build down ng self-esteem? Parents. Parang, swerte daw yung mga bata na yung mga parents nila ay underachiever.
Oy.
Yun daw yung first indication nun. Na parang first, your esteem is built on yung first indication or first factor is if nalampasan mo yung ginawa ng parents mo. So parang, kunwari ikaw, creative director ka na kunwari sa isang TV channel, pero yung tatay mo, billionaire, you'd feel small.
Pero although, kadalasan kasi, yung life trajectory ng mga anak ng billionaire or ng CEO, hindi na nagtatrabaho yan ng ganyan.
O sige, kaya
kadalasan,
sige,
ano yan?
Ano?
Family mascot na yan or...
Uy, hindi. Ang dami kong kailangan. Ano. So parang versus kunwari, yung tatay mo, simple lang yung trabaho niya. Let's say ano ba yung
maintenance.
Maintenance. So yung pag naging creative director ka, i-celebrate, tataas yung... Miski yung tatay mo, itataas yung self-esteem mo. Kasi nga, in comparison, na anuhan mo yun at nataasan mo siya sa socio-economic or like basta yun.
Although on the reverse naman, meron din yung the angry ambition na tinatawag.
Ano
yun? Yung hindi ako inano ng dad ko, sinuportahan ng dad ko, I will prove him wrong. Tapos successful sila. I've seen it.
Hindi, pero mababa self-esteem.
Pero successful sila.
Pero...
And maraming ganyan gay narratives.
Yes.
Yung tipong I'll prove them, hindi nila ako tinanggap. Mm. Magiging
super magaling.
Superstar ako sa Broadway or sa drag race.
They will regret this only.
Mas magiging mayaman ako sa tatay ko. Maraming ganun ah. Maraming ganun na successful.
Pero again, yun yung first block of self-esteem in a person is how he relates, he or she, they relate to their parents. Second daw ay friends. Friends. Kasi yung esteem, parang relative siya. Parang laging iko-compare mo, nabibuild siya based on comparison with other people.
Pero naniniwala ka ba rin sa surround yourself with five inspiring, successful and inspiring friends?
Oo, naniniwala.
And you will be the product of
oo,
that kind of energy.
Oo. Naniniwala ako dun. In a way,
medyo totoo,
law of attraction yun.
Tsaka yung magbibigay ng racket sa'yo or ng inspiration yung limang friends na yun.
At saka, connected to that, may isa akong nabasang quote, yung mga feminist, IG, like, be friends daw with people na when an opportunity comes, sasabihin nila yung pangalan mo.
Uy, maganda yan.
Yun. So, in a way, naniniwala ko dun sa sinasabi mo na surround yourself with
inspiring
people.
Successful people.
Na shout out kay Christopher. Siya yung nagsabi sa akin ng opposite. Sabi niya, minabasa akong book, dapat daw layuan mo yung mga malas. Kasi mamalasin ka daw. Sobrang superstitious, di ba? Pero niniwala ko eh. Parang...
Yeah, I wouldn't call it superstitious at all. Kasi
energy siya eh.
Ako naniniwala ko sa the science of human energy.
Oo.
And auras. Oo. Kasi totoo eh.
Nag-a-attract ka talaga ng fate mo or destiny mo or whatever you call it.
And yung energy nga, ang galing si Pau Heras, yung sort of boss ko sa Comiket. Tinanong niya sa akin nung Ethan Centers event namin. This is about energy. Ngayon, Wincy, how's your anxiety? Tapos, sabi ko, kaya na, struggling ako ngayon. Binigyan niya ako ng tips on how to protect my energy.
Mm-mm.
Sabi ko, uy, bago to ha. Na kung may kausap raba akong feeling kong nega.
Bye.
Hindi. Fold my arms daw, na ganun.
Oh,
and cross my legs.
Mo.
Oh, harang mo raw. Dahil yung vital organs mo, nandiyan daw.
Yes.
Yung chi.
Yes, I agree
or
with
yung,
him.
Or yung aura.
Yes.
Tapos, as in cross legs na ganyan. Kung nakaupo raw, cross your legs, ganyan.
I agree with
you. Tapos kung may jacket ka raw, i-zip up mo.
See, lagi ako naka jacket.
Tapos sabi ko, holy, oh nga, no? Tapos sabi ko, paano kung wala? Sabi niya, face sideways.
Huwag ka magparalel sa kanya.
Face sideways.
Oh my God, I get him.
He's awesome, no?
I understand him.
So,
and unconsciously, ginagawa ko yan.
Ah, talaga?
Oh.
So, sabi ko, nakaharap ako to the left. Sabi ko, tapos naka-fold yung arms mong ganyan. Tapos tinan mo, you feel protected and hindi mo na-absorb yung energy.
Yes.
Sabi ko, sige nga.
Hindi ka mapapagod.
Man. Oo. Tama kasi kung nakaharap ka raw sa kanya, nakabukas yung
energy
vital
vampire,
organs
yan
mo sa kanya. Yun. So I believe in that, what you said.
And also, again, surround yourself with people who protect your energy.
Yes.
Di ba? Who respect your
or
energy.
Or whose energy you vibe with.
Hindi, kasi parang, baka kasi andating sa Podpals, parang fair weather friend tayo di ba? Hindi naman kami ganon.
Yeah, boundaries and,
pero,
and
like, when our friends go through something or need help, you know, meron kang friend na kapag kailangan niya ng help, ilalatag niya sa'yo na kailangan ko nung help mo. Yung hindi niya isasak yung, my day is so negative, I will make your day negative too. May mga friends na considerate eh. Diba? Na parang kunwari, uy, may isushare ako, magrarant ako. Ipre-preface nila ng magrarant ako ha. Ito yung kailangan ko from you.
Hindi, tsaka like, yung a true friend naman, yung kahit nangangailangan, yung hindi ka napagod. Consoling him or her. Diba?
Yes.
Usually yun yung mga friends na, okay, tapos na ako, kamusta ka naman?
Oo. Pag yung mga gusto, parang, in 3 hours, no?
3 hours, na problema mo pa rin. Hindi mo man ako kinamusta, ayup ka.
Like, my friend ako and office mate, she's going through something really difficult. Sabi niya, pakwento kasi hindi ko na kaya. Sure, ganyan, kwento siya. Tapos after magkwento siya niya, ikaw, kumusta ka?
Hindi parang, ka napagod, no?
Hindi. So parang, oh my God, may mga ganong tao and those are your real friends. Diba?
Anyway, that was a nice sidebar.
Yes, yeah,
it was worth mentioning. Yeah.
Yes. So para sa'yo, a healthy self-esteem is success. Ako din, self-love.
Oh. Self-like, sabi mo.
Self-like.
And management of energy.
Tsaka as simple
as... Kasi mahirap siya gawin.
As simple as yung pagkaligo mo, tumingin ka sa salamin, tapos sa'yo, tayo na, ganda ko today ah.
Mahirap yung gawin.
Oo.
Diba? In a world, in a world na nagsasabi palagi, tumaba ka.
Oo, totoo yan.
May eye bags ka, diba? Ang pangit ng forma mo.
Mm-hmm. Diba? Mukha kang puyat, ganyan.
Mukha kang puyat. Ang payat, ang nangangayayat kaya tangan, super payat mo, no?
Wala ka paglagyan yun.
Wala nga. So, mataba ba ako, payat ako, ano ba?
Talaga. I mean, it's nice to see yourself na, wow, I love myself.
Related to your previous entry, self-like, self-acceptance leads to beauty rin.
Totoo yan.
Kasi ako, di ba, I have a problem with my hair na. Nakapapanot na ako and it's all white.
I'm not gaslighting you. I think you don't have a hair problem. I think you have a psychological face
body dysmorphia
with your hair. I don't think your hair is the problem. I think the way you see your hair
is the problem. Is the problem. Anyway, basta, it's my truth. So yun.
You sound like Gwyneth Paltrow.
Uncoupling.
Oh, what's your truth?
If I accept my aging body and thank it every day, mas wapogi ako.
Totoo yan. Parang nung wedding ni Camille, congrats Camille and Nico. Like, dati, diba, kilala mo ko, sobra akong insecure sa body ko, sa arms ko. I mean, hindi ako payat eh. Diba? Thank you, Barbie Ferreira and the mid-size models for showing me na, ay, hindi maganda rin. So, yung dresses ng bridesmaids were infinity dress. So, kailan ko mag-bear ng arms. Tapos, that day talaga, I felt beautiful and I styled myself. Tapos, nung picture na, alam mo yung na-feel ko lang na, ay, hindi, maganda ako today. Lalabas ko yung arms ko, kebs, whatever, ganyan. Tapos yung labas sa photo, parang, wow, ang cute ko dito sa photos, ha? Not bad.
And on the inverse, I've worked with really...
Beautiful.
Magaganda talaga models
thin
and
models,
actresses. They were on an off day. Yung hindi sila, hindi sila nagagandahan sa sarili nila or they had, siguro, pagod. Yung rehistro nila sa camera.
Totoo.
The camera does not lie. Yung parang, ha, ang ganda mo naman, pero bakit?
May mali.
Nahihirapan ako mag-direct. Gets, oh? And parang yung acting niya medyo off. And teka, ang role mo rito is to sell a product pero parang hindi ko nakikita sa... Di ba?
Yes. So, ngayon, ina-gets ko na siya. Ayun, okay. Next. Ito na. Ano siya, medyo sidebar. Pero, ayun nga, concepts related to success. But it doesn't define success pero kasama siya. But I want to talk about this and you want to talk about this. When I think of success, I think of imposter syndrome. What do you think of imposter syndrome?
Ako, imposter syndrome is actually good.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sign that you're a good person.
Grabe, you're stealing my answer.
I like stealing your answers. Doubt. Sabi nga ni Anna Kendrick.
As in yung sagot ko, podcast.
Sabi ni Anna Kendrick, doubt is healthy.
Oh, no.
Doubt is an indicator that you're a good person and you're not a cult leader.
Yes.
I love Anna Kendrick.
And, ano, I mean, among like office mates, meron kaming difficult office mate before. And medyo mas may ugali niya. Tapos, sabi nung office mate ko na isa na friend ko, sabi niya, grabe, no, tuwing may gagawin siya, nagugulat pa rin tayo. Hindi natin matake. Sabi ko, kabahan ka kung matake mo. Diba? Ibig sabihin, nag-adjust yung morality mo, diba? Yun, parang same with doubt. Like, kabahan ka din sa mga taong walang doubt. Diba?
Hindi, tsaka yung imposter syndrome, may checks and balances sa kaluluwa mo.
Ano ba yung pakiramdam ng imposter syndrome?
Na parang, hindi ko to deserve. Hindi ako fit for this role.
Mag-fail ako dito.
Yun.
Na actually, I think
I'm a fake.
I think I'm going through that. right now, but I'm powering through. Yun. And nung nakita ko yung... And this is me being vulnerable. Like, recently may nangyari sa akin maganda. But when I got home, umiyak ako. Because I was scared to fail. Or yun nga, imposter syndrome. Like, do I deserve this? Maybe someone else can do this better than me. Bakit ako yung binigyan nito? I mean, like, the usual drama. Until I saw this IG story of Katrina Razon. Ano siya? Venture capitalist siya. Mayroon siyang pinakitang diagram of imposter syndrome. To sabi niya, imposter syndrome is actually a sign that you're a good person. Similar to, kasi naman shinare ko to sa'yo, inunahan mo ko eh. Tapos tinanong ko, can you expound more because I'm going through something, blah, blah, blah. Sabi niya, yung imposter syndrome is your integrity asking your success. Na parang, gusto mo i-ensure na yung success that you have or the milestone that you have, you got it with integrity. With sincerity. Na parang, shit, whatever success na to, sana deserve ko siya talaga or sana pinaghirapan ko siya or sana, alam mo yun, truthful ako dito.
Ako naman, yung nabasa ko about imposter syndrome.
Oh.
It's a sign daw of anxiety. Yeah. It's anxiety because the modern world has given us impossible standards of performance.
And again, yung media, social media are like, the representations parang, diba, of success.
Mamalagay ka sa position na to, ganito na yung sweldo mo, para ka nang si ano, si Superman ka na dapat, di ba?
At saka kasi yung mga profile ng mga successful people, ang pa-perfect, parang they don't talk about their failures, they don't talk about
kaya
their vulnerabilities.
Ito yung dream ko eh, dapat magkaroon ng Facebook day.
Uh-oh.
Hashtag, post your failures.
I don't want to be vulnerable. Pero,
gets mo?
Talagang Facebook, hindi TikTok.
Basta. Post the most embarrassing, most shameful, most heartbreaking thing about you. Kasi palagi na lang positive siya. Diba? Sabi yung parang, kunwari may artista na maganda siya. Alam nyo guys, may ano, mabaho, may bad breath ako paminsan.
Uy, pero yun yung tinitry ko ngayon dun sa travel photos natin. Diba?
Oo nga, napansin ko.
Na parang,
umbrella fails.
Umbrella fails or like, nah, I'm making weird faces. Kasi nagigets ko naman, nakakaano yung wow, ganda. Oh. Yung sobrang influencer.
That's why I'm a fan of double chin selfies. People who do double chin selfies.
Eh, nakakaisip ba dahil maganda naman sila tapos.
Hindi. People who do double chin selfies rank high on my book.
Tricky sa akin.
Kaya yung nag-double chin selfie si Taylor Swift, parang tumaas yung tingin ko sa akin.
Pero kasi pinilit niya, tapos nagre-recover siya, tapos maganda pa rin siya. Versus like, let's say, magpakita siya ng candid photo showing her double chin. I would admire her for that. Kasi yung iba, di ba yung mga magaganda na...
Yung nagduduling-dulingan.
Oo, parang... Tigilan mo ko.
Yung mga magaganda na nagduduling-dulingan.
Tapos magre-recover, tapos wow, ganda.
Secretly, parang, nagagandahan sa sarili nila.
Oo, uy, na parang, uy, duling ako, pero maganda pa din ako. Or yung iba na may double chin ako, pero maganda pa rin ako. Ba? Joke mo naman ako eh. Pero yun, ang imposter syndrome. I mean, initially, inisip natin parang, what if we talk about imposter syndrome in one episode? Pero parang maikli eh, di ba? Yun. So, napag-usapan na rin natin comparison. So, okay. So, in conclusion, ayun nga, sabi natin sa start, by the end of this episode, you define your own success. I define. And maybe, as a bonus cheesy thing, ano yung successful couple for us? So, ano ang iyong realizations?
As a successful couple, ganun? Ano?
Hindi, ano muna? Parang, do you consider yourself successful or... Do you think, ano yung idea mo?
Honestly, I don't consider myself successful like because I compare myself
with
a lot of my friends who are miles and miles ahead of me in life. And I have self-esteem issues as well.
But you are going to work on that. Parang, hindi man yan dapat forever. Di forever kang sad.
Pinagdadaanan din ako ngayon about my abilities as a professional, as an artist.
Okay.
I also have body issues, especially with my age. Tumatanda na age. I'm not confident about my body.
So ano yung, for you, what is success for you?
Success for me, it varies per person.
Okay.
And respetuhin natin yung diversity ng...
And ano, no, related to reunions ngayon, ayan na naman tayo sa mga magsusukatan na tayo ng mga success.
But it's a Christmas festival. Pataasan ng ihi.
Bashing through the snow.
Bashing through the snow.
Natalo kita doon. Mas funny ako.
Mas funny ka doon. Pero did you like festival also? Pataasan ng ihi.
Yeah. Mas gusto ko lang yung bashing through the snow.
Ayun.
Ihanda nyo to. Siguro, I guess handa time ito, itong episode to na to. Two months to go. Let's prepare our self-esteem. Or pwedeng tita, iba po yung ano, success.
Iba na yung definition ng success ngayon.
Ganun. According po to Telebabad Tapes.
Hindi kasi ganun. Magandang question yan. Yung when we got signed for distribution sa my band, Narda, for Island Records. Tinanong ng guitar player namin, si Ed Ibarra. Ed, hi Ed. He listens to Telebabad Tapes. Tinanong na dun sa head nung, ano, nung Island Records, what's your definition of success? Sabi niya, iba-iba eh per artist. Meron kaming artist na ang tinanong namin anong goal nila, sabi nila, one song, makarelease ng one song every year and makarecord at makarelease ng one song per year. Tapos makagig kami once a year. Tapos may day jobs kaming lahat.
Good.
Tapos tinanong niya, nagawa ba nila? Sabi niya, yes, nagagawa nila every
year. For them, successful.
Successful versus another band na ang gusto raw nila, wala, malagay sila sa billboard, mag-travel sila sa abroad.
Endorsements.
Mabuhay na sila dun sa music nila. Successful din to yun.
Yes. So, iba-iba talaga. So,
if you have a goal and you stick to it, no matter how small or big it is, successful ka.
Parang ano, no, advertising project na. Key objectives. Key performance indicators.
Kaya nga, the key to happiness is make your...
Set your objectives.
Set your objectives and make them... Start small.
Yes. Scale up, ganyan.
And be specific.
Alam mo, useful din yung trabaho natin. Eh.
Oh, baby steps.
I think na-apply ko yung discipline ko sa work in terms of my self-esteem and idea of success. Kagaya na shinare mo dun sa record label na parang, again, yung structure naman yun sa agency, di ba? Ano ba yung objective nila? Ano yung gagawin natin to reach that objective? Did you reach that objective? Ganun lang. Di ba? Parang sidebar, parang ano ba? Success, measure of success ma Netflix yung film. I mean, kasi para sa akin hindi. Like, there are other measures of success.
Hello, ang daming mga controversial films about martial law na hindi pwedeng ilagay sa
Netflix, di ba? But they can also be successful. Or there are so many indie films na wala sa Netflix. Mm. So parang hindi siya indication. Anyway, that's just a side joke. Ayun, so ako, indication para sa akin, ako naman ba or are you done? For me, what ranks high for me dun sa conventional definitions of success? Well, yun, recognition. It helps my self-esteem. Parang yung Dr. Seuss na parang, ano yun yung, sabi ni Dr. Seuss na, as in, nabasa ko siya when I was in grade school. Sabi niya, be who you are and say what you feel because those who mind don't matter and those who don't mind matter. So parang in a way, nagkakascade yun din sa idea ko of success. Na I want to be successful in the eyes of the people who matter to me. Kaya I guess recognition is important to me. Tapos another realization lang, based on sa lahat ng pinag-usapan natin, na related din sa sinabi mo rin about environmental sustainability. If mapapansin mo, lahat ng word association natin with success ay very economic. Parang economic success, di ba? Fame, recognition, wealth, di ba? Parang baka another way din to examine ourselves, examine our morality, our ethics, our values.
Mm.
Diba? Na, naniniwala ako na parang what we consider successful reflects our values.
Tama. Diba? Tama. Mismo.
Na parang successful ka nga sa, let's say successful, bilyonaryo ka. Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk. Wala silang pake sa environment.
Oh.
So, makikita mo na, oh wait. So, I guess where I'm going to is, the point I'm making is, i-define nyo muna yung values nyo in life before you define success.
Nice.
Or let your values define your success. So, kung ako yung mag-share ng what success looks like for me is justice. May sense of justice. So, whatever success I get, recognition I get, or wealth that I get, it's based on justice and fairness.
Because you believe in justice.
Yes. Na in a way, magkikarry over sa imposter syndrome, di ba? Yun. So, justice talaga. Tsaka, through and through, feminist ako eh. So, parang equality talaga yung lofty. It sounds so lofty. It sounds so out there. Pero parang, kung iiyak at iiyak na ako, or like naguguluhan na ako, babalik ako sa, am I being fair? Am I giving opportunities to other people? Laging ganon. Mm-hmm. So parang whatever happens, yun. So, kayo Podpals, after nito,
how do you define success? On your own terms?
Or, sa family reunion nyo, kapag tinanong na kayo ng, pag kinompare na kayo dun sa
mga na-promote,
mga doktor na, yung mga, hindi, wala naman masama sa doktor. Pero yung, pag kinocompare na kayo sa mga pinsan nyo, pa-share ng mga isasagot nyo.
Nice!
Is this episode helpful? Like, tita, may sarili akong success. May definition of success. Ayun.
Galing. Now it's time for
Podpal Answering Machine.
Okay, time for Pam.
So this Pam segment is for the episode
91.
Platonic relationships. Oh, ito ako maiba. Ako una. Maiba naman. Dahil ito hindi galing sa Discord or sa Facebook groups natin. Galing to sa Twitter.
Yes.
Twitterati. It came from a certain letter A.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Gusto ko lang i-share tong podcast episode ng Telebabad Tapes. Kasi same kami ni Wincy. Ba?
Yes.
Na tinutukso ng pamilya kapag may kaibigang pumupunta sa bahay tapos opposite sex siya. Grabing stigma din kasi isa lang kaibigan kong lalaki. Please, wag kayong mangasar. Haha, lol. I can relate.
Okay.
Wag asarin mga anak nyo or kapatid nyo na may kaibigang opposite sex kasi gusto lang namin ng kaibigan.
Mm.
Sa mga magulang at kapatid dyan, 2022 na. Baka naman, tama na. Ganda, di ba? It was very vulnerable and nice for him or her to share it.
Yes.
Ni letter A. Itong dilemma niya na tinutukso siya. And tama siya, 2022 na guys!
And siguro kung...
Get on with the program.
Kung okay naman sila ng parents niya, sabihan niya na lang nicely na mapa.
Hindi na uso
friends yan. Lang talaga to, ganyan, ganyan, ganyan. Explain niya.
Kaibigan lang pala.
Sa kape. Okay, ako naman, yung Pam ko, it's from our Facebook group. So, from a certain A also, sabi niya, feeling ko, or based experience ko, now lang nagiging aware yung mga tao na pwede talaga ang platonic relationships. Parang dati, ang hirap maging friends with guys / opposite sex na hindi kayo matutukso as crush or may something. Feeling ko nga yung best friend ko since grade school na girl. At one point, inisipan kami ng mga tao na we are in a relationship romantically. Kahit hindi naman dahil super intimate ng relationship namin until now. Now, bukod sa kebs na talaga, and happy ako with my platonic relationships. P.S. Saya ko na na-mention yung work wife and husband. And I have a work wife. And as in, nagdadalahan kami ng food, nagsusulatan kami ng notes and letters. Tapos ano lang yun, sayang talaga lang siya of support. Hindi siya parang gusto mo. Hindi siya affair. Yun.
No other woman.
ginagawa may opposite.
Eh. Kaya, eh, no other woman nga.
PPS ba or PSPS? Ano ba yun?
PPS.
PPS. I went to an all-girls school since grade school until college. Haha, awkward ako before. Pero now na tumanda na ako, kebs na lang. Naka-help din yung nakita ko sa iba na meron din silang mga platonic relationships. Tip for Wincy. Magsistart siguro na maka-form ka ng platonic relationship sa opposite sex kapag naging comfy ka na at di ka na-awkward sa kanila. Just like how usual friendship starts. Sorry, ang labo yata, pero gets nyo na yan, Podpals.
Ganda. Thank you for the tip. That's gonna be helpful.
Ayun.
So hope you enjoy our episode. See you in the next one, Podpals.
Yes, join our Discord. Tweet your reactions. Join our Facebook group.
Para ma-feature din kayo sa susunod na Podpal Answering Machine.
Yes. Thank you. Bye.
So that's it. Hope you enjoyed our podcast.
If you like our podcast, we're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or basically anywhere you get your podcasts.
And join our private Facebook group and extend the conversation. Just search Telebabad Tapes.
Same Telebabad time?
Same Telebabad channel.
Bye!
This podcast is powered by Podcast Network Asia. For more info on the shows and the network, visit podcastnetwork.asia.
And Podmachine, the simplest way to grow and edit your podcast. Sign up now to podmachine.com and try it for free. To get one free episode credit upon subscribing, use our code TELEBABAD.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.